Mike Bisaglia here from SeavillePodcast.com. You are about to listen to Runcast, a weekly form of everything running, with your host, Mark Lorenzoni, a community running expert who has been directing hundreds of area for nonprofit foot races and coaching thousands of runners for the past 30 years.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of Runcast. Thanks for listening in. We're firing up the temperatures here. A lot of cliche stuff being thrown around out there. You know, this time of year it gets hot and humid. But I think, despite all of the redundant messages, we continue to make the same mistakes. And when it comes to trying to battle or partner up with this time of year, first off, I'm always a little bit surprised at how surprised people are by the weather. We live in Virginia, mid-Atlantic state. It's going to be hot and humid. It's going to be a unique, odd summer, if not this summer, but it's a unique summer if it is cool, if it is less humid. So rather than, you know, hunkering down and hibernating and saying that's the end of it for the summer, you've got to shift gears. And that's the first thing I tell people. And it's something I'm actually pretty good about. I listen to my breathing. If I'm feeling tired, I'm going to slow up. I'm going to try not to push it. So that's number one. And most folks, I think, are okay with that, but not a lot of people are great with it, where they grade their running on a curve and say, okay, it's hotter, it's more humid, it's more uncomfortable, it feels like a challenge. Gee, it's okay for me to run slower. I need to run slower. Had this the other day. A guy said to me, I don't understand what happened to me. I ran the particular race, the 10-miler. I ran it really fast, my pace. And I ran another 10-miler 3 or 4 weeks later, and I ran slower by quite a bit, 15, 20, 25 seconds per mile. He said, I don't get it. I said, well, I do. It was 38 degrees at the 10-miler, overcast, no wind. The race you ran got up to 85 that day. It was 68 at the start. It was double the temperature, almost, what you had at the 10-miler. Under, and this is key, full sun. So, he goes, but that makes a difference. Even though I'm a month later, I should be fitter. So, first of all, you're not that much fitter a month later. Secondly, it's the ultimate handicap. So, kind of give into it, so to speak. Enjoy the summer, and rather than trying to fight it. Second thing is electrolyte replacement and hydration. And this is something Mark Lorenzoni is not good at. I'm on the weaker end of this whole spectrum, 60 to 70 ounces a day. And you really want to try and get in your electrolyte replacements, your salt tablets. Hammer makes a really good one that's got all the stuff in there, magnesium, potassium, all of those, sodium, all the things you need to be replacing as you're sweating throughout the day. Gatorade, Noon, N-U-U-N-W-N, N-U-U-N, not N-W-N. That's a great one without any calories. Can really help you with electrolyte replacement. Very, very important. What are the signs? You're lethargic. You feel lightheaded, dizzy. You've got gut issues, got bowel issues. Those are really good signs, bad signs that you're not staying on top of that hydration.
I saw somebody, I believe it was yesterday, in that very hot and humid day. It's around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, running outside. Now, I thought to myself, I mean, there's no way I would want to put myself in that sort of position. But what are your thoughts on, it was like, there's got to be something
better. With all my
better.
Athletes, I say this over, people say, God, you're so tough, and you're such a stern coach, and you're such a pain. And I say to them, because if I say, yep, you're right. The clearer I can make the message, the greater chance someone listens. So if I go a soft answer here, people say, oh, Mark said it was okay if you do this, this, and that. No, it's not okay. Should not be running at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a day that hits 96 degrees and has a heat index. Sorry, it's dangerous. We lost a young man back in 2005, very fit young man, Kelly Watt. Similar scenario, 4:30 in the afternoon, 5 o'clock in the afternoon out at Ridge Road. Hot day, a little hotter than that yesterday, but not much hotter. And experienced runner, fit runner, probably the fastest high schooler in Central Virginia, certainly that year, the Almoral grad, off to William & Mary to run from, never made it. So, the lessons learned from Kelly that day are many. The good lessons about his life are many, and the lessons of his death are many. So, no, it's not okay. And people come up with all kinds of reasons, but the one thing they don't want to face quite often, not everybody, and of course I'm generalizing here, but is They don't want to get out of bed early and get it. And that was going to be my third tip right. here is run early. This Stephanie Meyer thing, you know, who's Stephanie Meyer? A little trivia there. I'm throwing it. What the heck is Stephanie? Who the heck is that? What does that have to do with it? Breaking Dawn, the Eclipse series. You know, this at all? The vampire movies, vampire books. They when Harry Potter finally conked out, this woman started writing this series of, you know, teen vampires.
Right.
My daughters are nuts about it. I see the books around the house. I come into the living room. They're watching the movie again and again and again. Anyway, Breaking Dawn. Mm-hmm. Breaking Dawn. That's coolest time of day. Coolest right. time. So I know. I'm not going to tell you I think it's totally awesome that alarm went off this morning at 4:40. I'm like, yeah, I'm glad the alarm went off. Thanks. I wanted to get up this early. I feel great. I jump out of bed. No, it's horrible. But once you get moving, you are no regrets. You go out at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're asking for it.
Yeah, I just saw that guy running. I wanted to stop my car and just pull him into the air-conditioned Jeep.
Won't be the last person you're going to see doing this. I suspect some percentage of people listening right now says he's a know-it-all. He doesn't know me. Doesn't know what I'm capable of. You know, mind his own business. Don't tell me what to do. Fine. Fine. But you're at higher risk, and you're certainly less. You cannot tell me you're as comfortable once you get going at 3 in the afternoon as you are at 6 in the morning. And then attire. Got to dress appropriately, you know, and come on. You know, I was out there this morning at the track and some folks had on pants, running pants, 74 degrees. And they're going to get overheated really fast. That's inefficient. Somebody had a long sleeve shirt on. And if they're worried about the sun, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, sun's rays aren't anything to be too worried about. So had a guy this morning, halfway through the workout, comes up to me and goes, I'm feeling a little woozy, a little dizzy, a little disoriented. I'm going to take a little break before we finish out the workout. I said, no, you can take a big break. You're done. Go over there, get a drink from your bottle, do a lap, maybe cool down, and go home. And he was cool. You know, there's no argument. So a lot of times you have to do that when someone's starting to get disoriented. That's what happened to Kelly. There wasn't someone there with him when he started getting disoriented. Right. And, of course, it spiraled from there. Big weekend, the Discovery Dash. Several hundred kids, Virginia Discovery Museum, put this on over at Monticello High. Amy Wixhorn and company from the museum did a great job. Had a ton of Boston bound. My Boston group I coach, a lot of them came out to help. Charlottesville Track Club, some of my staff. It was really, really great. it's really an awesome sight seeing all these little kids, ages 3 to 12, running these races. A lot of inspiring races, a lot of neat things done from the kids, from all different high schools, all different elementary schools. Several kids were participating in their umpteenth Discovery Dash, and Avery Witt, kind of a standout here. She won her sixth time that she's won her age group. So it's single-year age group, so, you know, she might have won when she was 6 and 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. It's, you know, quite a streak. She's from Brownsville. Wow. Harry Saunders, another repeat winner. Cleve Parker, another repeat winner. Sister Madeline Parker. These are Charlottesville Day School kids. And then parent-child winners. This was really cool. The child leads off and comes around, tags their parent, and his parents run to do a quarter mile. Some of them haven't raced a quarter mile since high school. Summer and Ian Wallace, they won the first division. Matilda and Murdoch Matheson, they won the second. And Ashley and Tom Eagleson won the third. Then we had a sister-sister division, Emily and Ashley Eagleson. There's Ashley Eagleson again. And Samuel and Benjamin Holstage. They were the brother-brother. Very cool. And congrats to Scott Williams, PE teacher out at Meriwether Lewis. They won the mile relay at the end, the prestigious Discovery Cup. $500, Mike.
Mm.
Charlottesville Track Club donates $500 in PE equipment to the winning. That's a lot of money.
That's very cool.
To a lot of these struggling budget, you know, in these PE departments. So Meriwether Lewis took the top. And a sportsmanship award call out to Agner Hurt, Gwen Hairston's. I observed some pretty awesome behavior from the kids at Agner Hurt, maybe the best behavior, and that's saying something. The highest number of participants came from Charlottesville Day School. Stacy Bruins does a really great job there. So all around, fun time. Top fundraiser was a kid named Hayden Davis, a 12-year-old, raised $400 on his own, knocking on doors for a great cause, the museum. And then UVA, really excellent weekend. And we talked earlier about what a great weekend it was for UVA athletics between baseball and lacrosse. And, you know, sometimes we tend to fall off the radar, but Jason Vigilante had a pile of kids make it onto the national championships. Will be in Iowa in June. Morgan Gay, Lindsey Harper, Stephanie Garcia, Brett Johnson, Isla Smith, Robbie Andrews, Adams, Abdul Razak all made it out. Robbie Enders won the 800, and no surprise. And then Harper, Lindsay Harper, continued. We've talked about her several times. Continue to lower her PR. She's now the third fastest two-lapper female in UVA history, 205.84. Wow. Pretty damn fast, 205.84. Oh, yeah. Smoking. So good luck to them next month. We'll be talking about them again. And then kind of a People Magazine story of the weekend. Cover. This would be the cover of running version of People Magazine. Charlie Hurt, legendary Western standout. William & Mary standout. Now he's on the RMR post-collegiate team, 226 marathoner. Assistant coach at Western now, two-time Schultzville 10-miler champion. Got married on Sunday afternoon down at Richmond. Really neat to Allison Stewart. So congrats to them. It was a neat running wedding and a kid that I've watched grow up, known him since he was 6 years old. Mm-hmm. No one in this community works harder than Charlie. Here's a daily routine for Charlie Hurt. Lives down in Richmond, drives up to Charlottesville, works out with the RMR guys, 7 o'clock. He's here.
Oof.
To start from Richmond. Finishes up, quick, goes over to work, showers, works for his grandpa, works all day long, full-time job. Rushes out of work, changes, screams out to Western to help Lindy Bain run and coach the Western guys. Finishes with that. Sometimes he has a meeting in town. Sometimes he does some volunteer work in the community. Otherwise, he gets back in the car. Back down 64. Quite a guy.
Wow.
A lot of energy. We always tease him. We wonder what kind of gas he runs on. What kind of high octane, you know, stuff. So anyway, pretty impressive. High schoolers had the regionals this week. Madison's Claire Moretz continued her tear. She dropped her own, she dropped the regional record for 3,200, which was not her record, but it is now hers. She ran 11:16. This is a single A school, 11:16. She can compete with just about anybody in the state. Double A, Triple A. So congrats to her. Katie Farina took second place in both the 800 and 1600. Maggie Cooker from Western. This is unusual for us to take first in the discus and the shot, one of our local schools like this at regional, Western Almar, particularly a great, great performance by Maggie. Kelsey Grupp took first place in the pole vault. Javanique Burris, Louisa superstar, helped her team to third place finish with two firsts and a second. And Tony Green and Corin Harris were among the Lions that helped coach Jerry Cutright, helped their coach to another regional championship. So Louisa won the region. Kind of lost that one in the shuffle last week. I think a lot of people did. Bummer race of the week, although outstanding race, but UVA's Anna Corrigan missed qualifying for the national championship meet in the 10,000, which is 25 laps, 2 seconds.
Oh.
2 seconds. Two doggone seconds. Wow. Over 25 long laps. So call out to her on a great race and kind of a bummer missing out on it. Let's see. We've got men's 4-miler. Of course, we continue to talk about coming up on Father's Day. We want to shout out any women that are listening. Get your guys, fathers, sons, husband, boyfriend, get them out there, brothers. And any guys listening, come on. Come on out and join in with this. It's going to be a nice, easy course for the most part. I'm trying to design it so that it's not it's got a nice, kind finish to it, 2 miles of gently downhill. And, of course, you get to finish on the 50-yard of Scott Stadium, 50-yard line, with the Jumbotron fired up. Upcoming races, we've got a lot this weekend. There's on Saturday, Keswick Hall. They have it every year, first Saturday in June. Keswick Hall 5K, Hospice of the Piedmont is a beneficiary. Then there's a Wounded Warrior event out at, up at the UVA Research Park. It's a 5K. And then there's a Friendship 5K down at Palmyra, here from Fluvanna. And then on Sunday, a nice little sprint triathlon in Waynesboro. It's the triathlon season right now, so we've got a lot of that going on. And then I want to just remind folks that I'm doing a daily blog. I said it last week, but if anybody wasn't listening, it's on through dailyprogress.com. Mm. So it's called The Daily Run. I think you click to Daily Progress. You go to dailyprogress.com and then click to sports, and it's up there. So hope somebody's reading it, because, boy, keeping up with a daily blog, a lot of work.
How many, is there a word requirement?
No, there isn't. They're progress guys are really cool. Jerry Ratcliffe, you know this guy.
Sure.
And he's such a low-key guy. He's just happy to have me do it. And he said, whatever, whatever. Rosenberg and Schiffler are the other guys that work. I don't know if you know those guys, but they've been helping out. And they don't care, but, First, I was just finding the time.
Right.
Then someone was asking me about it the other day, and I said, well, it's like writing a little paper every day for an English teacher. And I mean, you don't write, you know, 7 papers a week. Now, I'm not trying to sound like it's as good as a paper or as long, but, you know, getting the right grammar, which, you know, because even if it's only 2 people reading it, you want to get it right. So anyway, but it's been fun.
That's cool.
And hopefully it's given people a little more live. We're doing a weekly podcast, and then we're doing a daily, you know, blog, and usually just some thoughts of the day and then something. I do this little thing, you know, what I learned in the last 24 hours, and there's a lot to learn.
I bet.
So yesterday I had a see if I can find this. I talked about this woman, Susan Thomas, who she runs. She's a grandmother, local gal. She runs because she does something in her travels that she accrues millions of miles. So she's accrued flying miles.
Mm.
So what she does, she takes her 5 and 10-year-old granddaughters, and she goes somewhere different every year. They go on a hiking trip. So she goes, that's why I run, to stay fit enough to keep up with them. So they're going this summer to Spain.
Wow.
And Scotland, doing oceans and castles. So there are beaches and castles.
Right, right.
Is the theme. Pretty cool grandmother.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So,
that's awesome.
But good for her.
That's really nice.
And, you know, just really neat stuff. And then speaking of grandmothers or great-grandmothers, Mary Patton Jansen, who was a buddy of mine, she was a walker in the latter years of her life. She passed over the weekend. Why is significant? Well, anytime somebody dies, you want to be reverent to it. But in Mary Patton's case, for you, Mike, a little sports trivia. No golfer was greater than Mary Patton Jansen in the state of Virginia. She won the Virginia Open, Amateur Open, Virginia, whatever the Virginia Championship is in golfing. She was right. The best female golfer, 1957 to 1962, right around Eisenhower, Kennedy administration. No one more feared, no one as good as Mary Patton Jansen. And she took up walking, fast walking, later on in life, and I used to, she'd come in to get shoes, and I was enjoyed hearing about not only her exploits as a competitive athlete, but a female in an era where it was considered, you know, females weren't doing things that were athletic. And also to hear stories of Virginia back in the 60s, particularly Schultz, I'm always fascinated. Tell me one time a story about how she knew people that would ride their horses from Rugby Road, the stables here, Rugby Road, right near the university area. And they would ride down the hill, Preston, Barracks Road, through that intersection, which is now kind of where Anthropology is and the bank and Arches Yogurt, down there.
Yep.
And out Barracks Road to the Hunt, which was out at Foxfield. It was a gravel road. They would ride their horses. Imagine that today. Somebody would pull them over in 2 seconds and say, what are you thinking?
That'd be pretty good.
Pretty neat stuff. So all the call out to her family. That's about it. Just again, I continue to remind folks to take it easy as we transition into this critical time of year, and don't ignore your signals. Fatigue, like this guy this morning, feeling a little disoriented, back off before you get yourself really in trouble. And a reminder that the Schultzville Track Club's marathon, half marathon training program, we continue to accept folks for that. Have to do a 2-mile time trial so we have an idea what you're capable of. Go to SchultzvilleTrackClub.org for that. All right, I think that's about it. Oh, real quick, I want to mention Art Weltman, good buddy of mine. He runs the Exercise Phys Lab at UVA, has since the mid-80s. He and his wife, Judy, have finally set up. He's been wanting to do this for years. It's a bod pod, and it's a scientifically-based body composition analysis using air displacement, and it's simple, it's fast, it's accurate. Come get an accurate assessment of your percentage body fat. It's used by many university and professional sports teams as a training tool. It's also used by weight loss programs to determine appropriate target weights. And says they'll evaluate your current fitness status, and they offer a gold standard approach to assess your fitness, measurement of your peak oxygen uptake. Pretty neat stuff. And Art's such an experienced guy, very knowledgeable, he and his wife Judy both. And this is over at the Exercise Physiology Core Lab. It's over at MEM Gym. I suspect you can go online to find them, but Judy's at 982-3565. Great folks, and it's a cool thing.
We can put that link up on the website as well.
Oh, that'd be great.
Website and then the phone number,
that'd
too.
That'd be great. That'd be
for
really good.
To get access.
All right, everyone. So thanks for listening in, and you know, have a good week and stay on your feet. We'll talk to you next week.
This week's edition of RunCast was brought to you by the Ragged Mountain Running Shop. Central Virginia's community running and walking family partner since 1982. Conveniently located on the historic UVA corner with free parking at their doorstop. Visit them online at RaggedMountainRunning.com or make sure you friend them on Facebook, Ragged Mountain Running Shop.